inside of you. Yet I am with you always, holding you by your right hand. I am fully aware of your situation, will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. Your greatest danger is worrying about tomorrow. If you carry tomorrow's burdens today, you will stagger under the load and eventually fall flat. You must discipline yourself to live within the boundaries of today. It is in the present moment that I walk close to you, helping you to carry your burdens and keep your focus on my presence in the present. I thought that was appropriate. So I just want to pray for all of us that we be able to stay in the present moment. We've got a lot of challenges daily. And we just have to stay focused on what we can control, what we can do at the moment that we can. And realizing that, you know, a lot of these burdens are more than any of us bargained for, than what we anticipated probably, but I firmly believe that we're not going to be challenged beyond anything that we are able to bear, so that's what keeps me going. We can now do the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's get us a flag up. We still have a flag here. I will get us one as soon as I get Disney Plus off of here. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. So, the only purpose of tonight's meeting is to approve the draft budget that we'll be submitting. For those of you in attendance, there's not really any commentary for tonight. Y'all's chance for commentary, the title's chance for commentary, is at next month's meeting after you've had a chance to review the budget. What we have to do is we have to make the budget available. We're going to do that. We're going to have a printed out budget inside the clubhouse here. I may put it up on the wall, may put it in the office, haven't decided yet. We want it accessible to all the members, but I don't know that we want it accessible to everybody that's just coming in to go to Cafe Hope or whatever. So we'll figure that out. The budget has to be made available for public viewing, and the public is the members. It's not anyone in Jefferson Parish. It's public is the members of Timberland. The actual budget itself doesn't get publicized in the newspaper. The notice that the budget is available, so we'll make that available. And what you will see are a couple different pieces of paper. There's an executive summary that's very easy for non-accountants to look at that shows, here's the income, here are the three main types of expenses, and here's the total revenue, total expenses by broad categories, and then a bottom line. Then you have the TNIBD budget, which it breaks out line items of what the TNIBD district budget is made up of. So the first page, the executive summary, very few lines. Then when you go to the next page, the TNIBD budget, there's a few more lines, 12, 14, something like that. And then attached to that is going to be the Timberlane Golf and Recreation budget, which is the revenue from golf operations with all the expenses. And that is a multi-page Excel spreadsheet with lots of columns and rows on each sheet and multiple sheets. So that'll be available as well. But instead of just posting something like this, that's 12 pages of a whole bunch of down to the gnat's ass detail, some people might really want to get in here, and that's cool if they do. Most people probably would like to see something they could read and understand, and it'll be about this much information. The information from here is derived from our actual expenses from the district, so our administrative expenses, website, emails, our property and liability insurance, the D&O insurance, the audit that we're going to get done this year and every year, accounting fees, legal fees. We've got to start projecting that some of these legal things will not be done free if we don't have attorneys on the board. We've got to make sure that we have the money to pay for accountants. We've had a lot of volunteer accountant professionals helping us out. We can't always rely on that. Also, some of the things that we require happen to occur at the same time that accountants are very busy, tax season, end of the year, et cetera. And so we need to make sure that we're not taxing those volunteers during their high season. And they were very willing to work with us this year, but we want to make sure that we have a budgeted amount to pay for those services. So all of the commissioners have reviewed the TGR budget. The only thing that changed on that budget from version 4 to version 5 was what I told you about last week. If y'all go to the fourth or fifth page from the back. It's the one with the yellow highlighting. It's the easy one to find. That number on version 4, the amount for...
I'm sorry, I'm not seeing it.
Right there.
There. Okay.
Is everybody there? From version 4 to version 5, this is after Bud, the agronomist, came back Monday, and he looked at our budget. He said, hey, there needs to be more money allocated to improvements to fertilizer, chemicals. He's got a plan to get the greens right. Ultimately, to fix the greens, that's going to require that they come in and renovate the greens. But for now, there's some things that they can do. We've got multiple types of grass up there. So he's got a plan to address that. And so he wanted to put a little bit more money in the budget for golf course maintenance. So those were updated from after his visit. And that brought the bottom line from 551 to 550 to 557. So it was an increase in $7,000 toward golf course management. And that's also in the folder that y'all have, but I just wanted to highlight what the difference was if you didn't see it. So to go over the main budget, the income from the TNIBD is $950,000. That's an estimate. That's an estimate because we have 521 properties, but that can change if someone does a re-subdivision. We started at 525 and then to 523 and now 521 being told. We don't control that. We're told by the assessor's office. That number is now 521. The sheriff's office takes a fee for disbursement of the money, collection of the money. So the revenue is, I think, a little bit over $1 million, and it comes out to about $950,000. Probably be a little bit more than that. To date, we've received $948,000, and I believe that's about 505 properties total. So we've still got 16 properties, plus or minus one or two properties that we pay. That's the income, and that's the only income that you're going to see on the TNIBD main budget. And the reason for that is because we are keeping the TGR, the Timberland Golf and Recreation entity, separate. The revenue does belong to TNIBD. That revenue is going to be used to pay for the expenses. And the TNIBD is going to supplement what the deficit from operations versus revenue. The accounting fee, so now on expenses, accounting fee, $600, $500 a month, that's an estimate. Administrative, $4,000, that's the website, postage, print work, Dropbox, PO Box, website and email services. The audit, we've got ranges anywhere from $8,000 to $21,000 or even more, $25,000, something like that, well over $20,000. Fortunately, those are the $8,000 and the $25,000. Those are the extremes. The other three are in and around $10,000, $11,000, something to that effect. So we are budgeting $12,000 for the audit. We are required to do an audit every year. We are actually in the process of choosing an auditor. We will choose the auditor at next month's meeting. So y'all be prepared to do that. Cafe Hope expense, $175,000. That equals $28 per month times 521 properties. $28 a month is paying them to maintain the pool, the gym, etc. They're basically paying 25% of the expenses plus putting the renovations into the clubhouse. Debt principal estimated, that's estimated because you have to have an amortization schedule with that, it's $68,289. D&O insurance is $3,612. The election, that's for the election of the commissioners. That's $6,000 if we use the CPA to do that. Debt interest, and so that's for Eden's loan on the driving range, two SBA loans, $61,692. Legal fees, $6,000, $500 a month. Management fee, $84,000. That is for the first year of management, 2020, and then it's gonna go up in January of next year to $8,000. So they gave us a break in the first year. It was supposed to be $8,000 a month. I begged them, they gave us $7,000 a month for 1 year. Property and liability insurance, $17,000.
John, while I'm thinking about it, there was something on on the other, the version 5 estimates of $102,000 for...
Yes. That's because they put the entire
management
fee, and that includes the travel, right? We have to reimburse them for travel, and for
it
the
shouldn't
first.
Shouldn't be in both places, right?
What's that?
It's showing up as a TGR and.
It is, but if you look at my actual expenses on here, I've subtracted the TGR net operating income that is on this main budget.
Mm-hmm.
I took the $84,000 off of that because it was twice.
Yeah.
They have to do that for their budget. They're accounting for that. But we would be double. But the management fee comes out of the TNIBD directly. That's not an operational cost. That is what the district is paying these guys to be here.
Right.
Right? So it's $84,000.
Right.
So the net operating income that's in the red, that is $557,215 minus $84,000.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So the 516 is taken out the, you're saying it's taken out the 84?
What 516?
I'm sorry.
You got updated.
Look at the one I just handed you. Oh, you don't have, yeah, look at the one you inherited.
It's got the red at the bottom.
The red?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it.
So the only thing that's going to change when we put this on here is we're adding on the management fee, the travel cost, and we should have from this, hopefully when we meet with them tomorrow, because that's estimated, right? So we can add that, and we can add $3,000 to the 84 to be 87, because we've got to account, our budget is, our fiscal year is April 1st, March 31st, right? The management started in January. So we got the first year, right? So you'll add $3,000 to the management fee and then add the travel costs. And that should be the only thing that changes on here.
Do you have an extra copy of that?
It's in the other one except
this. Except for that? Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
So it's $87,000 for the management fee because it's plus the $3,000 for January through March of 2021, right? And then the travel, which is estimated by them. But I left the travel in there. I did not The net operating income from the TGR, I only subtracted the $84,000 when we put it on here. Because the travel is not accounted for on the TNIBD budget. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the total income, 950, the expenses of the district, 446,608. That leaves a balance of 503,392. The TGR's budgeted net operating income is 473,215 loss. So we have about a little less than $30,000 of play. So let's hope that is not a substantial revenue increase, because we want to be conservative with what the revenue is on TGR's budget. And we were also making sure that we calculated every single expense. So be conservative on the revenue, and also make sure that you've got every expense that we've paid over the last couple of years based on 2018, 2019 actuals, plus the agronomist plan to improve the golf course. So there's not a lot of room for error, but we're within budget. So, what do y'all got? Answers to your questions?
Not yet, but I'll look at that.
I noticed on the G&A tab that the 2018 fiscal and the calendar 2019 numbers were the same at the top.
Where? What are you looking at?
If you look at the, I guess this is 25, G&A. Well, it's actually all of them. If you look at the G&A tab.
What file are you looking at?
The version 5 that's in Dropbox.
Version 5, the TGR?
It says TBR, but I guess we meant TGR. As an example, in general and administrative, the fiscal 2018 column and the calendar 2019 column for that top part are the same, and I didn't understand why. And that's really the case with all, if you scroll through most of these, the payroll, well, not the payroll, but...
Payroll should be the same.
In fact, those numbers are shaded in gray, dark gray. It's a general administrative tab on version 5 of the budget. That's using TGR budget.
So what's your question?
It's just that the fiscal 2018 numbers on that first payroll column, the payroll broken out, and the calendar 2019 are exactly the same. It's obviously not exactly the same.
Why would it not be?
Or wasn't exactly the same.
It was salary payroll. Why would it not be the same?
I guess he's questioning
that it's ironic that it was to the dollar.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm asking.
Well, if I work for salary and my pay is not the same, that's all right. I mean, that'd be weird.
Oh, that would mean every person got the exact same amount.
But
taxes
were
the same. Everything was 100% the same.
That payroll for the general administration is one person, and it is exactly the same.
General.
And there's a bonus section as there as well, like, and that's exactly the same. It's just, it was curious that it was exactly the same, and if it is exactly the same, it's exactly the same. I was just questioning it.
Well, that person probably should have got a raise at some point, but couldn't because they didn't have any money.
Okay, it was administrative, I understand that. Just one person.
And the golf course maintenance is the same situation on the hourly, too. It was exactly the same for fiscal 2018 and calendar 2019. Just a question.
Let's see the actuals on the TCC's profit and loss. Yeah, it was the same. What we did was we added, because we knew we needed to put a little bit more. So the hourly payroll for our budget actually increased by $5,000, and $545 for salary payroll. So the 2018-2019 numbers were used to create the anticipated operations budget for 2020.
On a G&A, there's also something about bank fees, or it's called bank.
Yeah, that's what you have to pay the merchant services for.
Oh, that's what
revenue
that, is.
That we.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And capitalized repairs, they were showing, I guess they went back at some point and said these shouldn't be expenses, these should be.
Yeah, they're
put under assets rather than in a balance sheet.
Yeah, that part still has to be discussed with their accounting team when they take over, like how they want to show that.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Gary about it as well. We talked about that briefly last week. How you account, for accountants, they want to see it all as capital, right? And for us, for TGR, right? That entity would see that as capital outlay as well. For TNIBD, we may or may not. We may say that as an operating expense. So we're still waiting on the accountants to tell us where does it go. What we need to know right now is how much is it. That's what matters. Where it falls on the line of the spreadsheet from the accountants, if it's above the line or below the line, that's something for them to determine. My concern is that the number is accurate.
The revenue, the member and dues and headcount tab, we're showing going from 46 members to 166, most of which is going to be going to this Golf Vantage, which is kind of the stepping stone to full membership, like Donnie was telling us about. And I think that's getting 72 members over the course of the years. I think that's reasonable because I think that's that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, sure, there is an assumption there that they're going to get that membership, but I think that's a good assumption. Based on the cost of the cost and the value, I'm sure we're going to get that. Maybe even 100 instead of 72. And also for the dues, the total revenue was member dues and then golf revenue, because remember we're still finalizing tomorrow the how much per category.
Right.
Right. So the line item is based on 2018, 2019 actual dues from non-resident members plus golf revenue of what we currently have, with an assumption of an increased membership over the course of the year, not an immediate increase.
Right.
It's not broken out based on the categories of the junior or the young professional, the full membership, all of those, because those numbers we've still deciding on. But the total amount of revenue is what's pulled in from 2018, 2019 aggregate and the expected increase. Minus the dues that we were receiving for social membership and golf membership for the resident members, because that went from 400,000 down to 165,000. And I guess one other bonus that's not on here, let's go to special events here. We still haven't figured out yet how we're gonna allocate the revenues from the events that we put on, like the hayride, the Gretna Green, all of that stuff. A lot of that probably is going to go to Cafe Hope, because they'll be the ones putting it on. But for the golf portion of it, or for the district portion of it, then we should get something on that. But we don't want to have to pay Cafe Hope to do it. So there's going to be a discussion with them. But that's also a potential for revenue. Gretna Green actually generates a lot of revenue. So, and then hopefully we can have some more, tournaments like that that generate revenue as well. Harry, John, Ann?
It's good. Very clear.
Nothing?
You want me to think of something? Trying to think of a tough
one. It was a lot of stuff to review. It was a lot of information. And we tried to package it in a way that was something that could be reviewed by a non-accountant.
There's a lot of work that went into this.
So, all right, so if anyone has any comments, general comments, I don't want to talk about how much fertilizer, talk about all that after y'all have had a chance to review it. Any general comments or from anyone? No? All right. Nothing else? All right, so I move to approve this TNIBD budget.
Second.
Approve the draft and get it ready for posting and make it ready for public viewing. Seconded by Ronnie. Is that Ronnie who seconded that?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So ordered. We will send out the notice to the advocate tomorrow, right? Am I signing something? What do we do?
No.
Am I have to sign anything?
No.
Okay.
I just need to put in, we have a show of what announcing the meeting. Mm-hmm. I may want to put in there a line about where that a copy will be available for viewing.
Yeah.
At
we'll go at find office, a good. We'll go find a good spot for it where it's easily accessible.
At the
accessible.
Office at Timberlane and.
But where someone would actually be looking, they would have to know to go look for it, like not just, not on the outside.
I'll just put something in there that you could ask for it at the club. that would be available during operating hours.
At first, I was going to put it in a binder and then keep it in the admin office, but Michelle has plenty to do already. I don't want her getting interrupted to have to do that. So I'm going to put it somewhere where people just come see it themselves.
No, that's where you said it was going to be. Is it going to be on the TNIUD site or what?
No, it's going to be here for viewing.
It's going to be here?
Yeah.
Here, in this room?
It's going to work. In the notice, it will be in the notice of where it's located. Okay. It's more than likely going to be in that building.
Okay.
Now, I can't put like in the notice of go down the hall, take a right.
No, I understand.
We will find a place that's easily accessible.
We'll wind up in a men's bathroom.
Right. So, not going to put it in a locker room or anything like that. It's going to be somewhere.
You said Michelle was going to have it at the last meeting.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. And then I thought today that might, that just she has enough on her plate. Because then people are going to be asking her questions. She doesn't know the answer to those questions. And so, I don't want her involved in it at all. She's got plenty to do. So, they can ask me questions or anybody on the commission questions, email, call, whatever. But I don't want them asking people that don't have the answer and wasting their time. So we'll make it clear where it's going to be. Like, I might have to go scope it out tonight or tomorrow and see a good spot.
Okay.
It was up until today. Today I changed my mind just thinking about her being interrupted. And mainly just about people are going to want to ask questions and she doesn't have the answer. And she's going to try to answer them because that's the type of person that she is. And then I'm going to be spending time clarifying stuff and we just don't need all that. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, and just to let y'all know, Mr. Heine brought up last week with Cafe Hope. We followed up with that immediately. Everything that was submitted prior to 2019, those were paid. There's satisfactions of judgments for all of those. The ones that are outstanding are more recent, and they are in dispute with the IRS right now. They're actively in dispute with them. Based on how they changed around some business, based on the taxes that were collected, but they are in dispute. And they did put aside the money when they went into dispute after they paid the other ones and got the satisfactions. They put aside the money in case they lose the dispute, but they're not paying it until they get an answer on that.
Makes sense.
And that wouldn't have any effect on us regardless because we don't assume their debts. They're leasing from us. So even if they didn't pay them and they went away, or did whatever they did, it doesn't fall on the TNIBD to take care of some other entity's tax burdens.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, nothing else. We'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you all.
Really?
Good job.